WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brand and Cole here, and welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions? Like a hamster on a wheel, spinning and spinning but never really getting anywhere. Yeah, me too. But here's the thing, life is too short to be just existing, we've got to be living. And that means living with intention and purpose. This isn't some airy-fairy hippie talk, folks. This is about taking control of your life, making conscious choices, and actually feeling like you're moving towards something meaningful. It's about saying yes to what matters and no to the rest, so you can create a life that feels authentic and fulfilling. Alright, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you start living with more intention and purpose today. Number 1. Get crystal clear on your values. What truly matters to you? What principles guide your decisions and actions? Think about things like honesty, integrity, kindness, or creativity while the non-negotiables in your life. Once you know your values, you can start aligning your choices with them, making decisions that feel good and move you closer to who you want to be. It's like having a compass guiding you through life, keeping you on track even when things get tough. Number 2. Identify your passions. What lights you up? What activities make you lose track of time? Those are clues to your passions, those things that bring you joy and ignite your soul. Think about hobbies, interests, or even skills you'd love to develop. Don't be afraid to explore new things and try different activities until you find something that truly resonates with you. Remember, pursuing your passions doesn't have to be a grand gesture, it can be as simple as dedicating 30 minutes each day to something you love. Number 3. Set meaningful goals. This is where the rubber meets the road. Having values and passions is great, but without goals, they're just abstract ideas floating around in your head. So set some clear, achievable goals that align with your values and passions. Think about what you want to achieve in different areas of your life, career, relationships, health, personal growth, and break those big goals down into smaller, manageable steps. Number 4. Embrace the power of no. This is a game changer, folks. Saying yes to everything can lead to burnout, stress, and ultimately, feeling unfulfilled. Learning to say no to commitments that don't align with your values or goals frees up time and energy for the things that truly matter. It's about prioritizing what's important and protecting your time and well-being. Number 5. Cultivate gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. It could be as simple as enjoying a delicious meal, spending time with loved ones, or witnessing a beautiful sunset. Gratitude shifts your focus from what you lack to what you have, fostering a sense of contentment and appreciation for the present moment. Let me share a real-world example to illustrate all this. Imagine Sarah, a successful lawyer who's always on the go. She's constantly juggling deadlines, meetings, and client calls, leaving her feeling drained and uninspired. But one day, she realizes that she's not living with intention, she's just going through the motions. So, she starts by identifying her values. Creativity, connection, and making a difference. She rediscovers her passion for painting and begins dedicating an hour each evening to creating art. She sets a goal to volunteer at a local soup kitchen once a week, connecting with her community and giving back. And finally, she learns to say no to extra work projects that don't align with her priorities. This shift in mindset leads Sarah to a more fulfilling life, one filled with purpose, passion, and joy. So remember, folks, you have the power to create a life you love. It starts with intention and purpose. Define your values, embrace your passions, set meaningful goals, say no to distractions, and cultivate gratitude for all that you have. Take action today, start living with intention and see where it takes you. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing these words. Let's inspire each other to live more intentional and fulfilling lives. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.